Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. Post-dual coverage of top of Iowa Conference quad action for North Butler Clarksville to begin their season on Thursday evening as NBC goes 2-1. We're joined by head coach Adam Holm. And coach, thoughts on a 2-1 start to the year?
Very pleased. We thought we'd coming in with Northwood and North Union, they're missing people, but we knew we'd have some good competition. And I think the kids fought hard, and we battled in them, and we're real pleased with that one. Osage is Osage. I mean, we had some good matches in there, and we're really pleased with that. But they have really tough kids, and as long as we competed, we're happy with that one.
Some of your top performers on this Thursday evening. Let's start with Brecken Schlater, 3-0 on the night at 215.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the way Brecken's coming along. He was debating on going 90 or 215, but he's a strong kid, and we want to keep him up there, so we're going to keep him at 215. And he performed what we thought he could do, and there's a few things we've got to tweak with him and just getting ready for the rest of the season.
Some of your other top performers on the night, 2-1 performance for Evan McCormick at 150.
I'm really pleased with Evan. He did really good. He's improved a lot from last year. He did a lot of summer wrestling and has gotten a lot better. 50 against a really quality kid is what it is. He's, you know, for that kid being a senior and he's a sophomore, we're still happy with it. He's going to get better as the year goes on. And
at 144, Jack Bartell, he also went 2-1, a couple of falls for him too.
Yeah, Jack's been working really hard too. He's one of the group that has been doing summer wrestling, and he's not happy with his way he wrestled all year. We thought maybe we could wrestle a little bit better because the kid bumped up that he should have had, but that kid's good, and he beat the Vance kid who qualified last year, so that Hanson kid's really good. We just thought we could get a little more out of that, so, but Jack's going to progress along really well.
And then at 138, Maddox Morrison also went 2-1, a couple of falls for him, coming off a really good season last year, building on that.
Yeah, he's done really good. Him and that, the Northwood kid and the North Union kid are tough kids, but Maddox has got his style, and he works through everything, got taken care of, and we went 1-1 with that kid last year. From Osage, and not how we wanted it to end, but still the first meet of the year, so we got a lot to work on.
We had talked about in the preseason that one of the things you were looking for from your wrestlers was buy-in and consistency. How you've seen that really come to fruition here with your first couple of duels in the books and going forward?
You can see them buying in. Like, the wrestlers are all excited about what's going on, and win, lose, or draw, they're still jumping up and cheering for everybody. So the buy-in's there. We just have to get more consistent on the mat.
Your thoughts on your upcoming tournament on Saturday, a quick turnaround after three duels tonight to tournament on Saturday.
It's a new tournament to us, so we're excited about that. Seen some people we haven't seen before. Got some district teams in there, so we're excited to see what we got. And
well, Coach, thank you for the time. Congrats to you and your team on a 2-1 start to this season.
Thanks, Joshua. Appreciate you, man.